Jumping on the phone on Static this evening, it is fantastic to say kia ora to Amanda from Wax Chattels. How are you?
Good, good, thank you. How are you going? How's Australia?
Australia's okay, like the rest of the world. It's a very weird time, and I'm sure it's an especially weird time to be putting an album out, Amanda. I kept thinking about you and I talked 2 years ago when the debut Wax Chattels album came out, and you were packing to go overseas and tour the Northern Hemisphere for that record. So it's a very different way to release a record, huh?
Yeah, it's like a lot of work and there's a little excitement, and then you get this tail where you're hanging and then there's no shows.
Well, Amanda, you guys in Wax Chattels did get a first post-lockdown gig in Auckland, right? Back in July in Waming Bay, you launched the single, so you did have a brief moment of playing.
We did, and it was really strange. It was between our two lockdowns, and we're kind of back under control now, which is great. At the time, it was bizarre to go from being at home and then to playing to a room of 200 people. I hadn't played a show all year, so it was pretty terrifying, but it was really great, and now it seems like a lifetime ago already.
So that show was a very visceral experience, was it?
Yeah, it was kind of about like 0 to 100, you know? It was great. It was like nothing had happened and nothing had gone wrong in the world for like a couple hours, and then you get hit with reality again.
That's like most Wax Chattels shows, that, you know, like everything disappears, all the problems disappear for a little while you play, huh?
Oh, that's very sweet. I don't know what it's like to be on the receiving end. I don't know if I like it.
You've looked out at audiences the past couple of years and seen what people have been looking like, so you must be a bit more used to it, Amanda.
Yeah, I guess so. I think starting out in the band, I was very nervous with people. And then over time, as more people had listened to our music before being subjected to a live show, like when it was our show rather than opening with someone else, yeah, the crowds have really changed. And it's wild to see people like fully into it as opposed to looking confused. But you do get the odd person who clearly, like, their partner or their mate have brought them, and you're like, oh, this is not what you signed up for.
The look of terror. You can see the whites of their eyes, some of them, can you?
Yeah, they just look a bit confused, and it's quite sweet, yeah.
It feels like Wax Chattels songs are so designed to attack in that live setting, but it's also good to see that in the studio you've kept that approach direct and intense on this new album, Clot. Did touring the world sort of inform the ideas that you guys wanted to put into this second record?
Yeah, I think it was a lot of built up angst, and we'd always been a very hard hitting band, but just emotionally with the music as well, it really helped us sort of amp up into going back into the studio with the really generous reception that we had with the first album, because our live show was the thing that made us a band. Then we tried very hard to bring that forward in the studio as well. Like, we tried to evoke what it feels like to play live. You know, like, I do vocal takes with all the lights off as well. You know, it's very hard to get right there when you're in a studio with a couple other people as opposed to a very full room.
Did you get someone to spill some beer all over your pedals or something as well?
Oh, no, but I'm sure at some stage that might have happened.
Amanda, there can be a temptation on a second album to embellish and add everything but the kitchen sink, but you guys kind of doubled down on the initial modus operandi of the band and maintained just the barest of ingredients, the bass guitar, keyboard, and two-piece drum kit, so you didn't sort of give in to any desires to change things too much.
Yeah, I guess fundamentally, we haven't added any toms, so the drum kit is the same. Tom plays no toms. Yeah, fundamentally we're the same, and I think it's those restrictions that have really helped give us some boundaries to work with and experiment with. Peter really got more into the pedals and his experimental sound on the keyboard. And it wasn't really in the question in terms of adding more instrumentation or anything like that. We want to largely be able to play live what we have on the record.
And Amanda, you literally called a song on this album Less Is More, which is spelling it out.
I guess so, yeah.
I also heard that as well as demoing for this album in bedrooms, Wax Chattels also demoed in storage containers. I would think that the industrial sounds and that ethos would fit your band down to the ground as well, Amanda.
You know, like, cities are getting expensive and gentrified, and the studio space that we recorded in and often do most of our rehearsals in, it was just busy. So we had a friend who decked out a storage container. You know, he like padded it and put baffles in, and it's quite a nice space. It's tiny, but we just sort of subletted the storage container, and we spent all our leading up to album rehearsals in that. Right. So it sounds gnarlier than it actually was. It was just a really creepy elevator to get into.
Yeah, in my mind, I've got Wax Chattels playing in like Dexter's kill room or something, but I'm sure it wasn't that unpleasant.
I think if you didn't know we were in a storage container unit thing, you could just think it's someone's really shitty bedroom or basement or something.
That's almost par for the course then. You felt right at home.
I guess so.
And Amanda, have you had a greater reckoning of the power of messages you can put into a song for this album? A couple of your tunes in particular flex some political and social justice muscle in their messages.
Yeah, I think a number of our songs are pretty blunt in that way. So Peter and I wrote a lot of the lyrics separately, and then once we got together and had to think about what are these songs about, it turns out that we actually were very much on the same page, which is really nice, actually, sort of like a band bonding experience. But I think for me especially, my family background is that I'm Taiwanese, and it's been a pretty rough year to see what's been happening in Hong Kong, the Chinese Communist Party really flexing its power. It's been really hard to watch, and I was like, I'm very lucky to have this platform. We make angry music, and I'm pretty fucked off. This is what I think, and here it is.
Yeah, I mean, the single Seed addresses a lot of that censorship and military threats that have been going on in the country. It's fascinating to sort of read up on it. I read that a Swedish research institute published a democracy report and concluded that Taiwan's subjected to more foreign disinformation than any other country in the world.
Oh, yeah, I'm not surprised to hear that. And I think also people are subjected to a lot of disinformation about Taiwan. It's actually very democratic, and I'm very lucky to come from Taiwan and New Zealand, both basically sanctuaries in COVID. New Zealand had lockdowns, but it's under control, and Taiwan never had a lockdown, and it's also very under control. So quite lucky to know that all my family, friends, and most of my loved ones are all good.
Yeah, and you sung about the family as well on No Ties, sort of talking about what it's like to not have a personal relationship with extended family. So these have all been thoughts running through your mind?
They were. I feel like a lot of bands have been saying this in 2020. So many bands who've had releases this year have read the interviews and stuff, and they were like, we wrote this in 2018 and 19, didn't realise what was going to happen this year, obviously. Everything is very apt and on topic, which kind of sucks. But it seems like these sentiments in terms of the turmoil of the world has been brewing for a while, and I guess I'd really been reflecting on the disengagement from my family's cultural background and then becoming a full-grown adult and really reflecting on what that's meant for me as a first-generation immigrant. You know, I'm feeling really lucky to be both Taiwanese and Kiwi and at the intersection of what these two cultures mean and what they mean to the world and our place in it.
And also, Amanda, after doing so many shows, were you thinking about what you were singing on stage more? I mean, is it more empowering to get up and create this angry racket but also have a stronger message to go with the music that Wax Chattels make?
It's not conscious, but now that you put it that way, I guess so. Yeah, I think definitely with our first album, it's interesting when we've been asked about what's the difference between the two records, and I think the difference is that our first album was like, this is what we made, we got together, and this is us. It was like, this is what us and who we are. And then the second record has been like, this is a record. It feels like a more unified piece of work. And unfortunately, just everything in it is very thematically heavy. But, you know, it's weird when people say, like, have a platform and stuff like that, because we didn't start this band thinking that people would be like, what's that song about? You know, like, you just want to be in a band, you've got things to say, and you're very lucky to have mates and really good musicians to do it with. And then as time goes on, more people come to shows, and it's not so much a responsibility to say something, but also like, I have things to say, and realizing that people are keen to listen, and it would be an absolute waste to not do something with that.
And you couldn't write a song about David Duchovny as well. You'd already did Gillian Anderson on the first album, so you had to move on, right?
Oh, look, I love Californication, but I just, You know, no man needs another song about fornication, not from me.
Well, here's an idea. Not you could call me. Your next album Californication. Oh, wait. Someone already did that.
Oh, my God.
I really hope that you can get to take to some stages at some point again. Amanda, I know lockdowns are easing and people like the Beths have been on tour, so here's hoping you can get on stage and yell at people and send some messages again sometime soon, huh?
Yeah, thank you. I hope so too. I really miss it.
We might have a listen to a song off of Clot right now. We'll play Spanners and Implements, which I feel could almost be part of the instruments list from this record.
Good.
It was great to get you on the phone this evening, Amanda. We'll see Wax Chattels here one day again. It will happen. And this is Spanners and Implements on Static. Thanks for the chat.
Thank you for having me again. Always nice to talk to you.
The Whites of Your Eyes.